perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I am indeed Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to be with you today, wherever you are, and however you are listening. I couldn't be more excited today to bring on my good friend, Jesse Romero, Catholic evangelist extraordinaire. Jesse has a master's degree in Catholic theology from Franciscan University of Steubenville, and before and since then, he has been spending his time teaching, speaking, writing, and giving Catholic Bible studies, conferences, missions, and retreats on all matters relating to the Catholic faith. Jesse is one huge powerhouse. As he says on his website right here, if your parish suffers from low energy, call me. I can jumpstart it. I am full of gospel, Bible-believing, born-again, spirit-filled, evangelical, orthodox Catholic Christian, washed and empowered by the blood of Jesus, with a Bible in one hand and with a rosary in my other hand, and with Jesus in my heart, you will hear the fullness of the Catholic faith in an evangelical style with devil-destroying theology. That, my friends, is who I am going to bring in right now. Welcome, Jesse, to the program, and thank you so much for being with me here on Young Catholics Respond.
Thanks, my friend. Thanks for being on.
So I hear you ventured into this new radio thing. I have kind of departed ways with Relevant Radio, but you're still with your good friend Terry Barber, and I hear you might even be going to a 2-hour format. I was listening to one of your podcasts, one of your things. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing now with that, because it sounds really exciting.
Yeah, we've been doing radio, Catholic radio, together for 11 years, and we were with one radio network for 6 years and another radio network for 5 years. But management on both ends, they believe that our show really didn't fit the mold of what they're looking for. And I can only assume or guess what that was. I could just tell you that I'm a straight talking Catholic. So is Terry Barber. I mean, you know, we don't mince words. We're not right versus left, right versus wrong. We're not, you know, truth is colorblind. And the only way you can really evangelize and share the gospel of Jesus Christ is you have to point out the problem, because life is problem and solution. The gospel is a solution, but sin and secular humanism and the world is a problem. And so I just believe that some of the Catholic radio networks didn't like us pointing out the problem again, and some of the problem even lies within our church. And sometimes, you know, that's the difference between a Catholic and a secular humanist, or what I would say, you know, even on the political front, a liberal and a conservative.
Yeah.
Liberals don't know themselves. Okay. They basically, you know, they circle the wagons. Where you'll see a conservative, they'll say, "Hey, dude, you've been having an affair. You got to step down from office." A conservative, a traditional person is self-criticism. And so as a Catholic, the Catholic Church is started by Jesus Christ, okay? But that doesn't mean that it's perfect. And when there's problems, we got to point them out, or we're never going to fix them. We're going to be able to give people the solution.
Amen. Amen. Talk to me a little bit about the issues that you see in the Church. I mean, you know, you mentioned we're, you know, imperfect human beings. We're an imperfect church because we're imperfect human beings, but yet we don't err in morals and, you know, in faith and morals. And that's because of this magisterium. That's because of, you know, this long line of pope, you know, papal succession that's been handed on from the time Jesus handed the keys to St. Peter. But maybe talk with us a little bit about just the imperfect side of the church, and how we as Catholics can reconcile that for and with our Protestant brothers and sisters, because I think that's a big thing that our Protestant brothers and sisters see. You know they've never erred or they have erred so much that there's that they're just steered away from the church. So how do we reconcile that? How do we explain that?
Okay, well, first of all, let me mention that just because the Catholic Church is founded by Jesus Christ doesn't mean, and just because it's the true church on planet Earth established by the Son of God, it doesn't mean there's not any sinful members. I mean, the Catholic Church, it's like a field hospital for sinners. The only people that need apply to be Catholic Christians are those who are sinners. So that's the first thing that I want to say is, and also regarding some of the problems of the church, there was a book back in 1975 written by Monsignor George Kelly, and he basically said that right now the church is going through, since the 60s and 70s, this guerrilla-type warfare inside the church. His book is called The Battle for the American Church. And he said, here's a famous line from the book. He says this, the church goes where its leaders take it. Think about that. The church goes where its leaders take it. In other words, what Monsignor Kelly saying back in 1979, he says, weak leadership breeds a weak church. Strong leadership breeds a strong church. And that's what we have right now. I think every single century as Catholic Christians, we have the temptation to compromise and to buy the world. But when you're preaching the authentic gospel of Jesus Christ, the world's going to hate you, as Jesus says. But going back to the Catholic Church and the fact that it has sinful, Jesus told us about that in the Gospel of Matthew. He said that in the kingdom of God, you're going to have weeds and wheat. You're going to have sheep and goats. You're going to have good fish and bad fish. So Jesus, he basically warned us about the makeup of the church on earth, the kingdom of God on earth. But, you know, when somebody says, you know, I'm going to leave the Catholic Church because it produces a bunch of hypocrites. You know, I would say this, don't leave the church because of a priest or a bishop or a deacon or some religious. Look it, because you're misplacing the blame. If a priest or religious, or even a layman like myself, we fail to live up to the standards that we're preaching, the blame lies with us and not with the message. The message is Jesus's message, and it's perfect. And my actions or somebody's actions in hypocrisy, it says everything about them, but it says nothing about the teachings of Christ. And by way of analogy, I would just say, for example, let's just say if it were proven that Albert Einstein was a child molester, that's not going to disprove the theory of relativity. So the point is, a system, science, religion, anything, it should not be judged by its worst members, but by its best members. You judge a system by those who actually live up to its standards. And that's why, again, the Catholic Church is not only the nursery of the saints, but it's a hospital for sinners.
Yeah, how beautiful is that? And nobody is beyond redemption in the church, right? There's nobody that's beyond redemption. I remember hearing some people talk about at a conference not long ago about the fact that the church has only canonized saints. It has never, ever once said this person is in hell. It's never, ever once said, you know, definitively that this person is in the grasp of hell. And that goes from Judas to Hitler. I mean, so when you look at that, I mean, now we have strong inclinations, and you can have your own personal opinion. And quite frankly, I believe Hitler and, you know, Judas are probably, you know, in hell. But the church has never definitively said anything about that. And so that just goes to show, right, that nobody is beyond redemption. And I think that is a huge thing when we talk about welcoming people into the church and being inviting people. And so how do we do that? How do we be inviting people and welcoming people, even when, you know, I myself can be a hypocrite?
Well, again, because the gospel that we share, we're not sharing ourselves. We're the messengers. We're not the message. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's plan of salvation for the human race. And the best way to share your faith, here's the best way to share it. Number one, you got to know the story. Know the story of Jesus Christ. You have to know the story. Many people, Catholics and otherwise, again, they have they're watching 5 to 7 hours of TV every day. They don't really know the story. So you're not going to be able to share something that you don't know much about. Number two, you have to have a story. I like the way Jeff Cavins puts it. He says, life is one great adventure with Jesus. Life is one great adventure with Jesus. So first, you have to know the story of Jesus, the salvation history. And number two, you have to know your story, who you were, what Christ means to you, how you encountered Christ, and life you're striving to live today. It's kind of like giving St. Paul's testimony was threefold. When you look at Acts chapter 22 and 26, he talks about who he was when he encountered Christ and who he is now. So he basically says, I am, I encountered Jesus, or I was, I encountered Jesus, I am today. That's sharing your witness, because none of us were born saints. All of us have been going through an interior conversion little by little, some on the fast track, some immediately, some by leaps and bounds, but some are it's kind of like a slow burn. But all of us are going through a conversion, those of us that are seeking truth.
Amen. How beautiful is that? For our listeners, we're talking with Jesse Romero. He's an amazing Catholic evangelist, and we're going to take just a short little break here on Young Catholics Respond and come back and talk with Jesse. So right back after this on Young Catholics Respond, I'm Bill Snyder.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Cavins' The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Jesse Romero, Catholic evangelist extraordinaire, and we're talking with him about evangelization, about issues in the church, and just everything going on. But Jesse, I want to focus in on young people now, because we're dealing with a group of young people. I'm a youth minister myself, a high school youth minister, and we're dealing with kids that are just walking through life like zombies. You know, I talk to them often about, you know, relating this great, you know, experience of Jesus. Maybe they go into a Steubenville conference, or maybe they go, you know, hear you speak, and they walk out and they go, oh, that was a nice experience, like it was watching a movie or going to a Bruno Mars concert. And how do we get that kerygma, that story of Jesus, into their hearts? What are the best ways to do that?
Again, too many of our kids or young people are just distracted. And that's a tactic of Satan, distraction. Always have something in your ear, always have something in your hand. You're always listening to something. There's no quiet time. There's noise all around you. that's one of the major ways, one of the major tactics of the devil is to keep young people just distracted. And that's why, for example, if you notice in the book of Psalms, how do people encounter God? It always says in silence, in the quiet, be still and know that God is. Psalm 46, I think, verse 10. It's all over the Psalms, Ecclesiastes, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Zechariah. That's a constant call to all of us. You're not going to find God in the noisiness world, and that's exactly what Satan wants. Noise, noise, noise. Number two, here's a challenge that I would pose to any young person. Instead of hearing about Jesus from other people, why don't you try to find out who Jesus is for yourself? How? Pretty simple. Just go to the primary source documents. There's four people that wrote about him as eyewitnesses, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Why don't you just read the four Gospels for yourself in a quiet place in your house, in the backyard, somewhere in a park, in your car, and find out for yourself who he is. And then ask yourself, wow, is this guy God or is he a liar? And then ask yourself, does this guy have the answers to life that I'm looking for? And then ask yourself, is this guy worth following and trusting for the rest of my life? I think if any young person would take what I would call the Matthew, Mark, Luke, John Gospel in a quiet place test, I think every young person would have such an amazing encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, they would run back to the Catholic Church and they would be radioactive Catholics.
Yeah. So what does a radioactive young Catholic look like in today's society? What are the things that they are doing?
Radioactive Catholic is, first of all, somebody who strives to live in a state of grace. Somebody who lives as a friend of God, as the Bible says. And Abraham was a friend of God. That's what a radioactive class, they're plugged into Jesus. Or as the Bible says, you abide in Christ, which is the word that's used in Scripture, abiding in Jesus. Or what I would just say to a young person, being plugged into Jesus 24/7 for strength, for power, for comfort, for faith, for courage, for love, for wisdom. That's what a radioactive Catholic looks like. And a radioactive Catholic, they don't stop there. When you receive, you want to give. Okay? It's like like a river flowing into the Dead Sea. Why is the Dead Sea dead? Because it doesn't have an outlet. But if the Dead Sea would have an outlet, guess what? It wouldn't be called the Dead Sea, because water would flow in and flow out. That's what we have to do. When we receive the gospel and hear it and believe it and accept it, we got to let it flow out. Or if we don't, we become just like the Dead Sea, which sustains no life.
Yeah, how beautiful is that? So you've got to have a flow, an influx from heaven, and then also to go out and to preach that gospel. And so,
that's right.
And if you don't do those things, you're never going to be able to get it. You know, you look at the baptismal fonts, and the ones that are all disgusting are the ones that don't have that flow, right? The ones that flow down and out, they're the ones that are more beautiful, and you see that, and especially as they're building these newer churches now. So how beautiful is that? Jesse, let's talk a little bit about I want to touch back on cultural relativism, because I think a lot of people are caught in that, and maybe that's the one thing that that's holding that young person back, that's keeping that water stagnant, is just being surrounded by this. And how do you break free from that? How do you break free from, that understanding when it's just constantly bombarding you? I mean, even myself, I get tempted by it too. I mean, you're like, man, this, all the pleasures of the world are right here. And what I can believe, and I believe in my own little bubble, but it doesn't affect anybody else. I mean, how do you fight that? How do you get out of that?
This was the greatest tool of Satan. The greatest tool of Satan is cultural and moral relativism. And what is moral relativism or cultural relativism? It basically means that that all judgment is relative to the individuals and the situations involved, that there are no moral absolutes, there are no moral values, especially in ethics, but that everything is all morality is relative to the person, groups of persons that hold a particular worldview. There is no right, there's no wrong. It's just everything's kind of up for grabs. It's a social crisis right now. This is what's happening in the West, especially cultural relativism. And what's the anecdote to this? is a life of faith and prayer. And not only that, but specifically learning your Catholic faith, because the battle against Satan is in the mind. And if Satan can ensnare your mind with relativism, guess what? You lost. So we fight the war is won or lost in the mind. But the Bible's constantly telling us, for example, St. Paul in Romans 12:2, he says, you know, do not be conformed to the spirit of this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. He uses that word over and over and over, the renewal of your mind. What does that mean? It means to form your conscience in light of the word of God. You have to form your moral conscience. If you don't form your moral conscience, you will have a deformed moral conscience, or a malformed moral conscience, or a misinformed moral conscience. And if you have one of those types of consciences, guess what? You're going to embrace moral relativism, and you're going to be one of those wandering generations being tossed, as St. Paul says, to and fro by any wind of doctrine. And you're going to walk around licking your fingers, sticking it up in the wind and saying, okay, what's the culture saying today? That's what I believe.
Yeah, and it seems that so many weighed by this, that this Catholic Church that we have is maybe the only beacon of truth and hope in the world right now. I mean, when I look at it, you know, that's the deal, you know. And so how does the Catholic Church, you know, what are the ways young people can get involved in the church? Is kind of what I want to ask you. What are the things that young people can do and participate in the church?
I think that which is, for example, what you're doing right now, and other people like Chris Stefanik, Jason Everett, I mean, Lila Rose, there's so many people that I can name, you know, Sarah Swafford. I mean, the list goes on. You guys are taking a social and you guys are sharing the gospel with your generation in a way that they are used to hearing communication. So you guys are taking the secular means of communication invented by the world, and you guys are out the message out there. And as a result of that, a lot of you guys have tens of thousands of followers that would never hear some of the issues that you guys are talking about in a pulpit on Sunday in a 10-minute homily. And you guys are doing social media and giving people answers and responses. And what happens? People such as yourself and all the people that I just named that are using social media to evangelize. Here's what you're doing. Young people have intellectual roadblocks put there by atheists, by secular humanists, by pagans, and by Satan himself, the father of lies. What you guys are doing with social media, you young millennials and Gen Xers out there, what you guys are doing by taking to social media and answering young people's questions, you're removing those mental roadblocks that they have. Their mental roadblock, now their heart is open. In other words, the heart will never be open to Jesus Christ and his holy gospel unless you remove those mental roadblocks that they have. These questions about, you know, the existence of God, the questions about marriage, these questions about who am I, you know, where am I going, you know, what's life all about? You guys are doing precisely that. And that's what Vatican II told the lay people to do, to storm social media and to promote the gospel through social media, because Vatican II, back in 1965, they pretty much saw this is where young people were going to park their minds in.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jesse, as we wind down the show, I want to, because as you're talking, you know, you have just, you're so straightforward, you know, and punches, you're a boxer, you're a kickboxer. So you understand, you know, you just go full bore. But you know, you have an amazing message and, you're an amazing inspiration to me personally, but I want to, maybe people can find your stuff and, you know, your weekly radio show. Go ahead and promote it. You've written so many books, and you have a message for us older millennials, I just fall into that millennial category, born in 1985. But I do remember life without, a cell phone and, computers and all that. Six or seven was all when all that stuff came into being. So I want people to be able to get your material because it's so good. Talk with us a little bit about, some of the stuff that you have out there, where people can go hear you, especially your radio program and your podcast now. I mean, it's just as awesome stuff.
Sure. If you want to get our podcast. I've been on radio for 11 years with Terry. We just got dismissed from a major radio network. So we took to the internet. We started an internet radio program, and we plan on having the station run within about 3 months. It's a 24-hour Catholic internet radio station. It'll be called Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And we're going to have a lineup of a lot of our friends, Catholic Answers, Mother Miriam, Doug Berry, Deacon Shivers. We're going to have a lineup of a lot of our friends that oftentimes are have a hard time with within the confines in some quarters of the church because they think our message is too straightforward or too strong or what I would say too clear, in my opinion. So if you want to hear us, go to terryandjesse.com and you can download a free app. We have a free app. It's called the Terry and Jesse Show app. You can listen to us every day, Monday through Friday. We'll be 2 hours next month. People want us to do a 2-hour show, so we got no problem with that. We're going to start doing 2 hours. But within about a month and a half, we're going to have all the slots filled. We've also got, about 60,000 hours of the best recordings in the Catholic world from people like Fulton Sheen, Dr. Scott Hahn, Jeff Cavins, Steve Ray, Tim Staples. The list goes on, Mother Angelica. So we're going to have a whole section there just of some of the premier presentations that you could hear kind of on a playlist. So we're pretty excited about this project. And if you want to get some of my books that I've written, you can go to my website, jesseromero.com, jesseromero.com. And if you also want to invite me to your parish to give a parish mission. And like I tell people, if your parish suffers from low energy, I can fix that. Okay. I know how to jumpstart parishes with the full gospel of Jesus Christ with devil destroying theology. You want to invite me? Go to jesseromero.com.
Jesse, you're the man. I totally appreciate you being on my program because you just totally took the energy level to a new level. So I totally appreciate that. You definitely do not have energy problem. So there's no energy crisis wherever you are. I totally, totally appreciate it. And thank you for being here. And best of luck to you on your new radio venture. I'm definitely tuning into you. So that's awesome.
Thanks, Mark. We'll stay in touch, buddy. All right.
Absolutely. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us at Patchwork Heart Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278. Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe. Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.